An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180-some-odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Okay, is that a dramatic enough pause for everybody? It's 1 p.m. March 12th, and we know exactly where we're at, and you are on DDP Radio, one of the most inspirational, motivational, and greatest community, team member, workout shows on the radio on the planet. I'm Sparky, your host for tonight's ride. And along with the two other hosts of DDP Radio tonight, Stacy and Robert, what's going on?
Oh, quite a lot, man. I mean,
always a loaded question for you, Robert.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know, there's the obvious stuff. DDP just wrapped up his UK tour, which, you know, went over really well. We had some great workshops out there. You know, we've got a bunch of new workshops coming up, and there's always something cool going on. I mean, we're getting ready to roll into the April 4th and 5th workshops out in on WrestleMania weekend, which is going to be awesome. But that just kind of pales into comparison of the big news for the evening.
What?
The earth-shaking news.
The earth-shaking... Well,
yeah.
Sparky,
the email heard around the world.
Yeah. Yes, after tonight, it will be 33% less Sharky. When was it? Like, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago that when Dallas was on and we were talking about the Shark Tank and he was like, it's Sharky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was like, okay, yes. I was wondering, because I saw John in the chat saying Sharky. I'm like, what the heck? Okay, never mind. But yes,
now I am now Sharky. So.
Yeah, so from now on, Stacy and I are going to have to step up and pick up the slack, which, you know, we do that anyway, but it's going to be even more.
Yeah, actually, so, it should get easier because you're not going to have to pull this dead weight around anymore.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But it sucks, man. You know, you told me the same time you told everyone else, and it's not going to be the same without you doing this with us.
No.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, there's so much to say and so much not to say, and it's just, you know, if to respond directly to that, yeah, it's going to suck, man. This is my, you know, our chat with Robert and Stacy. I've kind of treated it like, this is an hour to catch up with you guys once a week, and that's kind of why I really love the community show format, because we've tried a bunch of different things across the years. It's been, I went back, and I actually pulled, like, the first show, and it was actually 4 years ago that we've been doing this, and it definitely doesn't seem like that long, and you know, it's a huge routine on my Wednesday nights, but it's also... You know, it's also a major commitment. I've always had this on Wednesday nights, and actually, you guys were so gracious because we actually originally did this on Thursday night.
Thursday. I was just thinking that.
And I'm a huge hockey fan, and I used to have Penguin season tickets. So we actually moved DDP Radio. Dallas was cool enough. You guys were cool enough to move DDP Radio so I could go to my hockey games. So how cool is that?
I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it on Wednesdays for so long, I almost forgot about that. But, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
and that's the exact reason why we did it.
Yeah, I think it only lasted on Thursdays for a couple months because it was once Dallas sort of made the call and – We were doing this show with Dallas for a couple months solid. Then it was kind of like when he made the call when he was like, "This is your guys, see ya." And we were like, "What?"
Yeah.
He was kind of live on the radio.
Yeah, and that was actually one of Stacy's first DDP Radio related panic attacks.
Oh my God! Yeah, I was a little nervous, but you really ran with it, Sparky. I mean, I'm kind of surprised. Do you have any? You have a background in radio because you to me, you're just a natural. You pick up where I when I start to stutter and sputter, I can always count on you.
You're being far too kind. I have absolutely no background in radio, although I probably have the face for radio, although I. Just, I guess I just admitted that, but I would never admit it before this show. and quite the opposite. I hate the sound of my voice. I have rarely listened to a show after the show is done, mostly because we live it and it's so emotional when we're going through it that you can really feel it then. There are some that I've gone back and listened to, but actually hearing myself interact with people is almost, after the fact, is almost as difficult for me as interacting with them regularly. One of the reasons that the show has meant so much to me over the past couple of years is because I am a person who treats social interaction like a confrontation, and I don't necessarily like confrontation unless you have to have it, you know, to defend yourself, to defend somebody else, you know. I would prefer not to have it. I'm typically the guy in the background. I like to work hard. I like to play hard. I like to do things. But as far as interacting with people, and in some aspects it scares me. I think it's probably something that I had from baggage from a kid. If you've listened to the shows in the past, you know, I've talked sometimes when Mark Miro's been on about being bullied and things like that. And I think there are a lot of people out there who have that. So. But, it's been very difficult for me to make, you know, contact with people or to have lasting relationships. And part of it is because I don't want to open my mouth and get smacked. But the other part of it is when you get to know somebody, sometimes the loss after getting to know them when they go away is as painful as it is when somebody doesn't want to get to know you and bully you. I don't know. So anyway, it's difficult for me to reach out and make those relationships, but it's weird on the radio. I don't know if there's a control thing or you guys have made it so comfortable and so welcoming that actually, you know, this is a friendship. Like I said, it's what I do on Wednesday nights to catch up with you guys and just have a conversation. You know?
Yeah, and Stacy's right, though. I mean, you've always been very, very good at dictating the flow of it. Where there's a pause, you're always ready to jump in and get things moving again. And that's something that I guess we're going to have to figure out how to do.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's going to be sink or swim next week.
you guys are going to do an absolutely phenomenal job. I don't know. Maybe it's just natural for me. I don't know. And I think about it oftentimes, too, because not to say I was a student of radio when Dallas handed the show over, but I do listen to a lot of talk radio on my way back and forth to work. Now, it's like a 10-minute drive, so it's not a ton. But I remember studying and listening and then realizing, you know, when we do the radio show, this is talk straight for an hour. We do an hour, sometimes up to an hour and a half. We used to do those marathons. Remember this was like 2 hours when we started? We used to marathon 2 hours.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do. We did a couple of those. That was quite an undertaking.
Mm-hmm. But when you look at it and you look at the show, we have a conversation straight for an hour with little breaks. We don't do segments. We don't do promos. We just talk. We just shoot the shit and see what's going down. And when you listen to regular radio, those guys aren't on for more than a couple minutes. You know, they have their set segments, they have their set promos, they have the commercials, and then they do their phones. And like, oh no, my computer just left me, so I just lost the chat there for a little bit.
Hey, you know, you're right. We're like we are hardcore. You know,
we are hardcore. Could you imagine, like, if we actually set it up where we put, you know, maybe we had Dallas doing a few segments. Or we had like a, you know, team DDP yoga member highlight of the week or a couple promos, man, we could talk half the amount of time that we actually do because we could fill it with so much other stuff. Then it wouldn't be so daunting.
I don't know. I've got used to it. I don't know if I can handle the structure at this point.
Yeah, it's really strange. And Mark Furness is daring me, actually he's daring my ass to be in a plank while I'm saying goodbye. Well, I won't do it through the whole show, but because Mark does, you guys know Mark, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does, and actually the past couple videos, I don't know that he's actually done it from the plank, but he's done his videos from a plank, which is actually pretty cool. Definitely I'll give you a shout out and a goodbye from a plank, Mark. That's pretty cool. Yeah, man.
Well, go ahead.
Was it? Go ahead.
I was going to say that we've already got two callers on hold, and I'm sure we're probably going to get more, so should we go ahead and take a caller?
Yeah, what the hell?
No, I know. I know it's early. You know. Actually, there's a...
Let's bring them on.
Yeah. The first one's going to be the 605 area code.
Yes, it is me. How you guys doing?
Is it too late to hang up?
Travis.
Oh, hey, Travis.
Get me out of the way of the first call. There you go. Well, I could have been at the dojo training, you know, extra whatever, but, you know, since I saw this was going to be Sparky's last show, I said, nope, got to be here, got to be... Got to call in. Got to speak my piece.
Yeah.
So,
awesome, dude. Although it's kind of good because, you know, you should take those breaks every once in a while and let some people catch up. I know you're trying to keep up with Christina and Liz, but you know, from your videos and how you rock the challenges, it's a good thing you're giving people some space to catch in. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've been holding back the last couple of days. I've been trying to work on my blogging stuff a little bit more here. I've been pulling back the last couple of days, kind of getting over. The Alaskan cold because Josh McAdoo was talking about how he was getting his ass kicked by a cold. So that he called Ivan Drago, and so I think I've got that same. I was trying to fight off that same cold. I'm thinking I'm on the back end of it. Fortunately, I've got tomorrow off where I can catch up and sync up the rest of my workouts, whatever else, and get back in the swing.
Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, I actually had a cold the past 2 weeks, and it's actually kind of just leaving. I got a little bit of a cough and stuff, but that stuff always kills you when you get it because, man, upper respiratory, if you try to do more than like 20 or 30 minutes hardcore with some dynamic resistance, it's tough to breathe.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah, and that was me just going to the dojo tonight and doing stuff, whatever, you know, just working on our groundwork and working on throws, whatever else, and just doing the regular stuff was just like, okay, back up a little bit. And, you know, those are sort of times where you just listen to your body and just kind of, you know when to go back and kind of hold back a little bit and just let yourself ride and let yourself heal.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So now your challenge moving forward is to continue your regular spot, right?
Well, yeah, of course. I have to call in because, you know, Robert always loves to hear from me. So, you know, I hate to let him.
It's the highlight of my week, I'll tell you.
I mean, what would you, you know, if I didn't call in a little bit and razz you, you know, you wouldn't know what to do.
Well, yeah, well, I'd be able to stop drinking. That's one thing.
Oh, see, if it's one moment.
Actually, it'll be a good balance to see what happens. Robert may actually be drinking more in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'll just put this out here. If you ever need, you know, a third with, you know, kind of the voice or whatever else, and, you know, yeah, give me a call, and I will be happy to maybe try to do half the job that you do, Sparky.
Awesome, bro. Yeah, and it's kind of weird. It's been surreal because I've gotten a bunch of messages today. Stacy did an awesome write-up for me. Thanks, Stacy, for doing that for the show. And Stacy always does our write-ups for DDP Radio, and then Robert bothers me for 2 days to do the message blast through Team DDP Yoga because it's kind of one of the things that I do when I have time is I'll break off a couple minutes at work and try to use Name's horrible HTML editor to try to do something nicer than just text. As a message broadcast. It's kind of weird. It's been surreal because I almost feel like, okay, guys, you know, I might be stepping off the radio show, but I'm not dying. I'm not dead yet. So I'm going to be around the site. And Stacy, Robert, and I were talking before the show. Yoga Doc has a certification. And while I am very slow, methodically, I'm methodically stepping through my certification, which actually started almost 3 years ago. It was one of the original inceptions of the YRG certification program. And then it got frozen when I was halfway through that, and then it transformed and changed. But so I'm taking my time. So that way it's going to be perfection when I'm done. But
of course it will.
Everything I do, there's absolutely no doubt it's perfect.
So then that means if that's the case and you're going to be backing away, you've got this extra time, now within the next couple months, whatever else, we're going to see the announcement from Yoga Doc, whatever, that Sparky has finally stepped up and got certification, right?
Yes. As long as I could find somebody at 9 p.m. at night, maybe I'll throw on the radio show, and I can come up here in my studio. I call it my studio. It's my man cave, and throw a couple of yoga mats down and film. Probably my biggest challenge with certification is time and place to do it. I have three little ones, and, you know, along with people asking, you know, what's going on and, you know, why are you leaving the show? You know, one of the things is time commitment. It's only an hour a week, and I love it, and the community is wonderful. But I also have a fourth little one coming along any day now. I don't know if we've talked a lot about it. But,
what?
Wow,
no.
I didn't know that.
How did I miss that, Sparky?
That's the other thing. Some things I'm private with, and I don't realize if I talked about them or not, but yes. Any day within our due date, like I'm doing anything for this other than watching and catching, but my wonderful wife is her due date is in less than 9 days, and we will be having our fourth child. We have three boys right now, and we are expecting a baby girl. So,
oh
wow!
Congratulations!
That brings it up.
Well, this makes a lot more sense then. So say no more explanations are necessary. You have four kids, and I think that pretty much says it all.
What I should do, and I should put a spin on this, is I should go after the kid angle of DDP Yoga because I know Dallas has been doing that. And although If they're looking for me to do a level one workout with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, it might take like a week to get the whole thing in with like, you know, the 10-15 minute attention span. But
see, this is why I keep the show, Spark, because you and I are so much alike, it's almost scary, because that's exactly what I was thinking. With 3 kids, you know, you can very easily do, you know, work the kid angle of the DDP yoga. And yeah, you may have to, you know, pare it down a little bit to get on, you know, the attention span. That's what we do for, you know, kids judo and that sort of stuff, is we pare it down. We don't do the hardcore, you know, chokes and locks and whatever the case is, but we do throws and we do, you know, level stuff. So
well, that's kind of why I want to get the oldest one into little jujitsu, and then, you know, he'll be around. We'll toss it around and see what's up. But we're also going to do, and we didn't talk about it. We talked about it before the show. As always, we have no structure. We talk about things and walk into them, and some of them could be really cool, and others could be big piles of shit. But we're going to try Ask Sparky Anything. So before you go, if you have any question that you wanted to ask me, pretty much anything, I'll try to answer it the best I can and as honestly as I can.
If I had the time to think about that one, the only thing I can think of is, are you going to start going back to the 4:30 a.m. workouts?
No. the only way I would do that, I've had the good fortune of working with 2 great people that I worked for with extended periods of time, was Jake and then Jessica, Kristen, and Andy. Andy fortunately didn't do the morning workouts, but one of the things that I do is I tell people, if you want to do something, I'll do exactly what you do when you want to do it for a period of time. And that seems to get me back into it, and in whatever works for them. So that was Jake's thing. Jake was like, this is when we can do it. Let's fit it in. Let's do it. So we did that for as long as we could to jumpstart it. And there was a point when we all started to slow down because you got in, Nolan Bobbitt got in, Roger was there. And, you know, before it started, I don't know, getting out of control or unraveling, whatever you want to call it, it got actually very tough, I think, for everybody to do it that early. And unless I'm in the right state of frame of mind, there's no way in hell I'm getting up to do it at 4:30 again. And it's probably not going to happen for months, because when the baby gets here, I've lucked out 3 times in a row and have had 3 boys who have slept through the night from day one. Now, when I say through the night, if you've had a kid, you get more than 3 or 4 hours, you're good. I mean, these kids would sleep for 6. So.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You seriously lucked out, buddy.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at 4. I think, you know, I don't know, with 4 kids, I don't think I'm going to luck out this time. You know, although maybe I might be doing a 2:30 a.m. thing, because if she's up, she might be in the pack and play. I might have to throw energy in. So I don't know. I might be eating my words.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why we only have 1 child, because we couldn't be lucky a second time.
Yeah. Kids are a beautiful thing. So. All right, bro.
So, I will let other people come and give you their fond wishes and whatever else. But hopefully, I still get to talk to you on the Warrior and Training stuff there. And like I said, if you need I'll just put it out there. If you need a third voice or whatever else, I'm happy to give comic relief where necessary.
All right, I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Travis.
Later. Yep.
Thanks for calling in, Travis. It means a lot to me, bro.
Right. Yeah, we've got calls stacking up, bro. So believe it or not, it's really surprising. Maybe they're just, you know. I don't know. It surprised me that we had so many calling for you. Figured like 2 tops, you know.
Like, yeah, she's gone. They're going to make it sound really good, but they're going to be really happy when I'm gone.
Yes. But, Eric, area code 309. Who do we have?
Hey, guys, it's Eric.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
long time no talk. How you guys doing?
Doing good, bro.
And so the listeners know the sort of the voice of the intro.
Yes, yes. The guy who does all of our great intro and outro work.
Wonderful.
If you can't tell by the golden voice this man has.
Oh, gosh. Well, I had to call Sparky on his last night. You know, Sparky was the guy that kind of took me under his wing when I first got started with DDP Yoga, which is now coming on my second year here. And, you know, Sparky's been the guy that I've gone to when I just needed advice and stuff, when other people were, you know, too busy or I just didn't want to ask anybody else. I always went to Sparky, and I figured Sparky needed some nice words before he left. So, Sparky, I just wanted to thank you, man. You're awesome.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Yeah, because there's so many people out there, and so many people you can connect with, and you know, you're one of those guys. Like you said, like we hit each other up on and off of Facebook and toss ideas together with Dave Worth and whatnot. But yeah, dude, I appreciate you calling. Actually, all the work that you've done so often for the intros for DDP Radio, because that's the kind of stuff you don't have to do, but it's almost like you love to do it. If I'll throw that out there, and it actually means a lot to the show and a lot to us.
Oh,
I love to do it. It's one of my pet projects. I love to do it. I wish I could do it more often, but you know, I kind of wait till something big happens in the media, you know, and then I've got the audio for it and I can put it together. And I need to do something for when he was on
Shark Tank.
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, Shark Tank. Yeah, that was a great segment. I have to I need to do a Shark Tank intro here. Maybe I'll do that next week when we with my new job. I've been working practically two jobs lately, so that's another reason why they haven't been coming as often as they should. But you know what? We'd do one for Shark Tank, and no, I appreciate you guys saying that. But it's not about me; it's about Sparky.
This is just really surreal because it's like, I don't know, that people calling in and saying that kind of stuff. Like, if you could see my face right now, it's I won't say I'm blushing. It's just kind of red because, like I said, I look at it like I'm catching up with people. You don't realize that, you know, I don't know, that it means something. So.
And by the way, once you get over three kids, it's no longer a family. It's a litter.
Yeah, we quickly realized that when you have two, it's cool because you can each catch one. Once you go to three, you're outnumbered, and after that, I don't know, man. It's like they could not stop at this point; it wouldn't matter.
How long is it before you lose one of them in public?
I don't know. My middle one could be very close because he can get up and go, and you just like he's so fast. It'd be very easy. But when I do take them out, though, they make these cool backpacks for kids that look like animals, and I'm going to have to get one more now that we got four, but they have these monkey backpacks, and, like, they actually have a tail on the bottom of the monkey that's a handle. So when we go to museums and stuff, I walk them around with those.
Well, I just got three words for you, Sparky. Keep in touch.
Oh, definitely will do, man. I got your contact and you got mine, so I will be happy to keep in touch. And like I said, I'm going to be around, and I'll throw off some contact stuff where people can get a hold of me. But you know, off the radio show, but not gone.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I'll get off the phone, Robert. Always a pleasure. And Stacy, you guys have a good night.
You too, bro.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, Eric.
See you guys.
Yeah, we're going to have to really start pushing through these calls because we've got four more people to get through, and that's just for right now. So,
plus a few email questions.
Well, yeah, Stacy's got a few things.
Okay.
I'll do a real quick one. I get asked a lot about loose skin and what do I do about it and all that, and there's no magic answer. But Jay Morris, who's no relation to me, from Arizona, wants to know what I could, you know, what you can use topically if there's anything that can help your skin with it when you're in transition. And the only thing I have to say is what I use is coconut oil. It's like a miracle substance. I cook with it. Put it in smoothies. It's great for your skin. And so that's my answer to that. And also, Sparky J wanted to pass on his congratulations and wish you all the best in your next
Jay
chapter.
Jay Campbell?
No, Jay Morris. He's from
Jay Morris.
Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah, so everybody, if you're not familiar with coconut oil, get with a jar as soon as possible because it's some of the best stuff you can put in your mouth and on your skin.
I love coconut oil. I take a rice cake and I put a little coconut oil down and I put a little bit of, there's like an organic version of Nutella it's actually just as fatty, but it's a little bit better for you. And then a little bit of peanut butter. It's almost like eating like this. It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup kind of taste.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome. It's very good. And I'm looking at some people in the chat. I just wanted to give some quick shout outs because Dave Worth is he's like an unsung hero out there. He's always out there. He's a regular. He's listening. Talk to him quite often. Brother, I'll miss seeing your name here and giving you shout outs here, but love you, bro. And we keep in touch. And then there's Dawn, who's always listening, always a cool supporter of the show. And I'm gonna save my favorite for last, so she'll get the last shout out tonight. All right, so we got more calls.
Oh, we got plenty of calls. The next one is area code 603.
What's up, guys?
What's going on? Is that Mikey Mullins?
Guys, leave the memories alone. Come on, the Ric Flair retirement.
Oh, dude,
What's going on, guys? It's Mike Mullins. Just checking in. Want to say hey to Sparky. And I just want to say, when I first started bumping around DDP Yoga, it was before the whole Arthur Boom hit and everything went down. And there was probably about four people in the chat room. And it was Sparky, Orth, and you know maybe one other guy bouncing around here and there. It was pretty much a conversation between Sparky and Dave Orth when I came in. And it's really cool to see all the effort you guys have put in and see the show grow. Like, I'm looking in the chat room right now. There's tons of people here. You go in the chat room on ddpyoga.com. There's almost 100 people there. And it's just, you know, it's really, you guys should be proud of yourself because, you know, especially with no radio background to hear, like, how fluid the show sounds. It sounds like you, and I wouldn't say you don't have a radio background because you've been doing this for 4 years now, and that's a hell of a radio background. So, but just wanted to wish you well, Spark. And, you're not going anywhere, leaving it all, but it's been a pleasure. You've helped me out through some really tough, you know, plateaus and stuff, gave me some great advice, and I'm pouring out in honesty in your name.
Nice.
And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sparky.
I was going to say, Mike wins the loudest caller of the night.
Uh-oh. Wait. I have a radio voice.
I could tell. Like, I couldn't tell with the music, but as soon as Mike says something, you know it's Mikey Mullins on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like he swallowed not a microphone, but a megaphone.
Megaphone.
I'm not the quiet type. Just ask my girlfriend.
But we love it, Mike.
I don't want to hear about that.
Neither does she. I just want to address the last the message in the chat room too. When I was down in Mexico, I had a long conversation with Dr. Ken West, and for the loose skin, which I'm starting to get a little bit of it, but I don't have it bad at all. But he suggested something called a skin brush, and I looked into it, and apparently it's good news. It's like, you know, you do it, your daily treatment on your skin brush. It's pretty much like a hairbrush type of thing. But you rub it all over your skin, and it makes the cells so they come back to life, and they kind of squeeze the skin a little tighter, so you don't have to worry about the loose skin as much. And I guess it really helps a lot of people. So I got that advice from Dr. Ken West. So anybody out there who's struggling with loose skin, I'm sure that's going to be an issue for me at some point when I get a little more weight off. But that's a great tip and a great idea.
A skin brush?
Yeah, it's a skin brush. It's almost like a hair brush, but it's made for like your skin. And you rub it all over you, and it kind of, like, stimulates the blood cells to start working and tighten up the skin a little bit.
Okay, I'll try anything.
Yeah. From Dr. Ben West. So
that almost sounds creepy to me. I don't know why. It's just weird.
The mental pictures I have are just bizarre. It's just I can't wrap my head around it.
The mental pictures I got are like along the lines of like put the lotion in the basket kind of stuff. That's I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Oh, you blew my plan.
I bet somewhere out there has to be a YouTube video of this.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
There probably is, but I do not want to see it.
Yeah, I'm betting every other third skin brush video is X-rated.
I found my new career.
Oh, my God.
Mike,
going
he's
going
to he's gonna be the one that goes around all the DDP yoga videos now. You know, people put the – have you seen the ultra-fat burning stuff? I get, like, one of those on my DDP video every day. He's going to be like, have you tried the skin brush?
And every possible solution, no matter what it is, there's going to be a whole, like, magazine dedicated to some fetish that has some kind of, like, anything out there. So you know there's a brush thing going on.
Oh. This is
anyways,
not your mama's
leave on that note. Sparky, thanks, man. Been a pleasure.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Look at this. Oh, man. It doesn't take long or much to take the show off the rails at all.
No. God. Yeah, anything,
for
of course.
For the one guy, and we actually have occasionally have some haters, for the one guy who thought the show was dull and boring.
Yes.
Suck it. we have another caller.
That's a nicer version of what I was going to say, so I appreciate you taking that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the era code 803.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm actually very, very new to this. This is my first time calling in. I think I actually sent the email earlier, but I said I was just going to go ahead and call in and say hi to everybody, especially with Sparky leaving. Bye, Sparky. Hi, Sparky.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine. I have not received my package as of yet, but I have started doing some of the exercises that you guys have up on the website and actually in the chat room talking with others as well. But right now I am in a cast. I have a right foot and leg that's in a cast, and I want to know, in me doing the exercises, because right now I can't really stand and grip the floor with my toes because one foot is in a cast, is it okay for me to do it sitting down and still get the same type of result, you know, from if I were standing up?
Yeah, oh hell yeah. There's a lot of times, if you've seen some of Arthur's videos and whatnot, people have used chairs and stuff for stability reasons, but for that reason, you could definitely sit in a chair.
Okay.
How far does your cast go up? You got one of the thigh casts, or is it?
No, it stops right below my knee, so I can actually bend my knee and I can walk. I just, as far as me standing for balance, if I try to put both feet flat on the ground, I'm probably going to tip over.
Yeah, yeah. No, you take care of that leg, but you could start the chair. And the thing is while you're in the chair, it doesn't prevent you from engaging your hamstrings and your quad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While you're doing things. So you
okay.
can cycle through those. It's going to take a little modification on your part to do that.
Okay.
But when you're sitting up and you're breathing too, you can kind of bring your back into it and bring your core, bring your stomach in and lock your abs. But you can definitely do like a touchdown from there. You can do pulls. You can do rows. You can do curls. You can
right.
do a lot of the upper body things
okay.
with dynamic resistance to get yourself going. And
okay.
actually, the best part about that, breathing is one of the hardest things to get. And when you're doing
yeah.
the full body movements,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to get that in. But if you don't have your lower body engaged, you can actually really focus on your breathing. That way when the cast comes off,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be so awesome at it, you're probably going to be able to blow through a lot of the lower body stuff really easy.
Okay. And that's one of the things that I've been trying to work on, because I was doing the touchdown and a couple of other moves just sitting down. And I didn't believe it until I did it. And I was like, wow, my heart rate is like through the roof. And I'm sitting down, and I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah, it'll still work.
Okay.
There's another thing that you can do. If you go to YouTube and search for DDP Yoga Office Workout, there's a workout video that Dallas put up there, and it's for somebody who's basically, you know, sitting in their office, so they're sitting down the entire time. But that's another one that you can look into while you're healing up.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Michelle.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Keep us up to date, too. What's going on? All right, cool. Hey, that's cool to get first-time callers in.
Definitely.
Hey, cool. And I wanted to touch on something real quick that Mikey Mullins said about the chat, because one of the things about Team DDP Yoga, it's near and dear to a lot of us old-school people, is the chat and the sense of community there. And, you know, we have the sense of community here over the show, and like Dallas said, he always wanted to bring Team DDP Yoga to DDP Radio. That was kind of, you know, his point, to have that sense of community here helping each other, right, Stace?
Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing I noticed about the chat, and I caution everybody there, it's really easy to get in your swing of thing and to get in your clicks. I get it, man. You connect with some people there, and, man, but don't forget about everybody else who's there, who's watching, who's listening, who's chatting, because they're going to learn from you. They're either going to make connections with DDP Yoga through you, or they're going to make an impression of DDP Yoga through you. So, I mean, you guys have a huge responsibility to welcome, to be nice, and to acknowledge everybody who's there, because they're there for the same reason you are. You are there because you notice something, you want to make a change in yourself, you want to be better, you want to be loved, you want to be accepted. Everybody else is there for the exact same reason. So don't forget them, because everybody who's old, like Robert, like Stacy, like Doug Steffen, like me, you go back to the older guys like Tim Abes, you go to Arthur and Dallas, and it's all what Dallas brought in cricket DDPO before. Don't forget that.
Thanks.
Well, Sparky, I just got on the show. I wanted to make sure, Paul, I wanted to let you know, Spark, you are going to be so missed on a week-to-week basis, but you are always there's always that spot to come back, because I know Stacy and Robert said they want to man the helm here, and going to bring in some some guest hosts each week, and it's not going to quite be the same without Sparky every week, man. But I know you're on that team, DDP Yoga, and I want to thank you so much, bro, for being such a huge part of pulling this whole DDP Radio together and making it as a family. I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for doing that, man. I'm sure a lot of people would send the same message to you,
bro. I actually don't have the words. It's kind of really surreal, because it was when we talk about DDP Radio and we talk about what it is, and you know, when you asked, I was so scared to do it, and I told you no, and you're like, okay, I don't know if you knew I'd call you back or what, but It's been a huge part of my journey, and it's really weird, because there's a lot of people who I didn't realize who listen, who depend on it, and it's a really special tool and a really special place for people, and I'm really fortunate that you let my voice speak about DDP Yoga for you, and I've been blessed to do it, so I'll be happy to be around. Like I said, I might be stepping off the radio show, but I'm not dead yet.
You know, it was like when, to me, particularly you, when you first came on Team DDP Yoga, just like Stacy, you both were looking for inspiration. You know, someone out there who actually gave a shit, like-minded. And when you come on, you know, that's what I love about the whole Team DDP Yoga site, is you come on there looking for inspiration, and then you two guys, Stacy and Sparky, you know, you become two of the biggest and most inspiring people on the site. And it takes me back to my wrestling days when, you know, when I first started at 35 and, you know, everybody said I was never going to make it. I was crazy. It was too old. And then I started doing pretty good. I started to get a little bit of groundwork, and then I tore my rotator cuff and they fired me and let me go and said, you're never going to get your job back. And I got my job back and they weren't really using me. And you can't get any good unless you constantly do something. And so I went back down to the power plant and I started training these young kids. And then I'd get on TV or I'd get on the road for a day or two. Then I'd come back off and off the road and I'd go down to the power plant. I start training these young kids. And I found that the more I taught someone, the more I learned, the better I got. And that's what you two guys have done. You know, Stacy, you and Sparky, I remember you both were scared to death to come on this radio podcast that we're doing here. And, you know, then with there, we were going, okay, you guys got the show. And you were like, what? You know, Robert's like, oh, my God, what the fuck? You guys don't know what they're doing yet. But, yeah, well, that's how you learn. And you both help so many people. Robert is masterminding everything. And God, Robert has so many different jobs, I can't even explain it to you, especially when the whole Shark Tank thing went crazy and all of a sudden we got tens of thousands of new members and people have got DDP Yoga. You guys, you came on here and I did a couple shows with you, then let you do one by yourself or two, then took off some time, then would come back and, do some guest spots with some people and then come off and let you do your own thing. And you found your niche. And yeah, it made, you better. And, Spark, I know right now you got a lot of things you got to take care of right now, so you don't have the time. But I know that you still make a lot of time for the people on Team DDP Yoga. And, again, that's a lot like the power plant. So if you're listening out there, Spark, you just had a really good point. You get your little niche of people and then you talk to them. Which that's great because you maybe never met those people, but when we end up going down to the retreat down in Mexico, I remember the first time there was 20 different people, and 15 of them didn't know each other, but they knew each other from Team DDP Yoga, and then the next year it was like 40 people, and then last year there was 80 people down there, and that's as big as I'll let it get. But a lot of the same members kept coming back, but now there was another 40, 50 people that knew each other off Team DDP Yoga. And everybody, all of a sudden, you put that together, it becomes like a family type of thing. And that's what this is, reaching out, So I just commend you so much, Sparky, for doing that and spending so much time on Team DDP Yoga. And now we got to talk to Stacy about this, because first thing I asked Stacy, Sparky, after you had to make the move, I was like, Stacy, do you want to make a move? Do I need to, redirect stuff? She's like, hell no. She's like, hell no. Me and Robert can do this, and then we'll bring in, a bunch of our really amazing stories that we have. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I just spent 2 weeks on the road in the UK, Wales, and Ireland. And guys, you would not believe how many people over there are doing DDP Yoga. It blew my mind. They expected to be like a wrestling Q&A, because this is mainly to people who are big wrestling fans. Of course, they brought some people, who weren't fans with them, and we got pretty good, groups of people there. It's pretty crowded, a really lively crowd, and I literally started off with, welcome to an inspirational conversation with DDP, and a lot of them laughed, and later on, as we kept into shit, I said, you thought I was bullshitting you about that. it was really an awesome time, but I was really blown away. We had jammed out places for the DDP yoga workshops that we did in London and in Manchester. I had a great guy named Chris Brooker, who was my booker out there, and he took me around, and he did everything, lined everything up. We went to Ireland at the end, went to Belfast and to Cork, Ireland. Now, Cork is, I'm going to might as well announce it now. I'll wait on that. I remember I got a big story I want to tell you about later on about Ireland. That was really sweet. But I can't tell it out yet. We don't have it together yet. But, it was an amazing two-week trip, and I got no sleep at all. And I got home yesterday around 4 o'clock the last 2 days. You know, it was brutal. But it was an amazing trip, and we're definitely going to be going back to the UK and doing workshops there next year in Manchester and in London. And then I believe I'm going to head down to Ireland and hit Dublin, Belfast, and Cork. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. When you said you were everywhere, I believe it because Brenda posted pictures, and I swear you had your picture next to everything, every monument, everything in the UK, you know, the double-decker bus. There was a picture of Big Ben in there. You were out in front of the statues everywhere.
And that was all
you made it to everything.
That was for Brenda, man, because normally when I roll into something like that, I see the hotel, the gym, or the, you know, wherever I'm doing the workout or the venue. But because she was there and went in a couple days early, we got to see all that stuff, and then I had to get her back and get her on her medication. But the rest of the trip was great. It was tiring, but it was really lively because I wasn't, you know, I was talking wrestling stories, but every one of them has a emotional gravity part of it, or how you turn, you know, eliminate the emotional gravity and lift yourself up. Talked about overcoming obstacles, you know, setting goals, you know, all the stuff that we talk about here. I talked about telling wrestling stories, and it was very fulfilling. And I didn't prepare anything except for what my open was, and my clothes just sort of came to me. And everybody heard that Jake's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. Well, they just put it out there this week for everyone to know that I'm going to induct him. And being on that tour and speaking 9 of the 12 nights that I was there, really 11 because I did I spoke to when we did the workshops, it gave me what my theme of that talk is going to be for Jake, the induction speech. And what's really cool is the WWE Network just went live February 24th, and this will be the first time that you can see the induction ceremonies, the whole Hall of Fame 2014, from beginning to end, because people only get to see the edited version of that, you know, on USA or wherever they film it or play it. But this is going to be, because it's a 4-hour show between getting there, the setup, but they'll have it all on WWE Live, WWE Network. So if you got that, first of all, to me, you can't be a wrestling fan and not have that channel. But
what blows my mind, like you said, if you're gonna drop the money on WrestleMania, you might as well get that because you get every pay-per-view with it. And
crazy.
You get all that other stuff.
It's an amazing deal. It's an amazing deal all the way around. And Vince loves it now because he doesn't have to pay anybody. You know, he doesn't have to pay the cable stations or that stuff if they go through his station. Which, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, there's just so much. The main thing for me is the Monday Night Wars because that's where we'll be featured there solidly, which will be really, really cool. It's almost like back when they used to play in the late 80s, they came up, you know, mid-80s, they came up with classic radio. You know, all of a sudden you hear all those songs from the 70s. And all of a sudden they had a whole new generation got to hear them. And that's what's going to be, you know, it's going to be like for this. And it's a pretty cool time. So what'd you guys, we haven't talked since Shark Tank, have we?
I don't think
so.
But
you gave me a new nickname on that show. You said Sharky, and now everybody now everybody's calling me Sharky.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, the fallout of the show has been unbelievable. And just to let everybody know, you know, what I really wanted to do when I went in there was I didn't want to ask for any money. I wanted to charge a dollar and let the sharks fight over it. But the show doesn't allow you to do that because it's for people to come in that really need money to do whatever project they're doing. But there's a lot of companies that come on there and don't. You know, that wasn't what it was about for us. We wanted to, you know, get exposure and people to, you know, to see our brand. And Shark Tank did just such an amazing edit on all that. I was very grateful on a lot of different levels. And, you know, it's given us a whole another level of credibility, which is, you know, what you're building any kind of company. You're trying to build credibility in your company. Matter of fact, right now, the profits that came off of that engagement with Shark Tank is going to pay for the app that we're putting together right now. So we got the money for the app we were looking for. It's not from the sharks, but we're also building the first home-based DDP Yoga Performance Center. And we're building that right here in Smyrna. I'll know tomorrow if I have this piece of property that's literally a mile, less than a mile from my house. You know, it's stone throwing distance, probably a half a mile as the crow flies. And we're going to really build our studios out pretty pretty sweet. Really excited about it.
I want one in Pittsburgh.
That's where this will go from there, you know, people who want to, you know, to do that. But this one's really going to be like, because we do so much filming. Did you guys get to see the phone call? That was
yes.
Me and Jake and Scott. Did you see that recent video that went out there?
That just came out today, right?
It came out the other day.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you, not only that, but the one about Cody Hall. Dude, the level of the stuff that you guys are putting out is just phenomenal. That was just awesome.
Yeah, we're actually, and that's why we have to get out of the accountability crib and get things into an office space. This place we're looking at has 14 different offices that are all huge size, and then we've got one huge room for the workouts where we will film all the live stuff that will be coming, you know, everything that will go through the app from here on out. Well, once we design this place, it's going to be so sweet. I mean, this is like taking it to the next level. And
this will be a place that, like, if we're passing through town and we want to work out, we can stop by?
Yep, and it'll be I don't know how many workouts will actually be. Of course, any of the family comes through. That there's always places, you know, here. But this will be a destination. And I'm probably going to have Brittany do some classes, Yoga Doc when he's in town do some classes. And, you know, one of the cool things about being out in the U.K., you know, we had two of our guys there that, you know, just were amazing, Hayden and Tony, who are our first two. Hayden's actually the first UK certified trainer, and Tony. And you've seen Tony put up a lot of his videos up there. And two very, you know, talented entertainer guys. I put them both up. You know, not the first time we did the workshop, but the second one when we were in Manchester, I had them both go up there separately. Okay, now take us through some stuff. And they were like, well, what do you want to take it through? I go, I don't care, you tell me. You know, and their energy both came with it. They did really, really great. And, you know, these guys' goals are to, you know, get to the place there and start getting, you know, DDP out there. Tony's, they're both already teaching classes, which is really cool. But this whole performance center thing, you know, like, a lot of this stuff you'll see, well, really not, but some of it, like when we did the Christmas stuff, it was a green screen behind us, and we got to set all that up, break all that down. We're going to have a green screen room where the entire room is green, so it can be filled up with everything. We're going to have, you know, probably two or three editing bins, meaning like rooms just for editing, because right now, between You know, between the movies that we've got going, the three different movies that we're editing, the production level of the, the work, you know, all the different things that we're doing. Like, we're doing a funny video for Jake right now for his T-shirt. We just put that video up with me, Scott, and Jake, and we're talking on the phone. They're like the old school thing in the 60s where you come up on screen and the other person pops on the other side of the screen, you know, and then we're talking there, and then he hangs up, he disappears, and the other guy comes up, and, you know, it's if you give me a chance, Robert, what's that one called, you know?
I believe it's the WrestleCon video, isn't it? Let me look.
It might be. But, you know, it's funny because we're talking and then we break away into, like, superstar wrestling promo for the event that we're going to be at. Like, mine will be for Friday night, the day before my birthday. If you're down at WrestleMania, DDP Yoga Workshop. We're doing it from 5 till 8, and going to be brought to you by Honest Fizz as well, down there at, I believe it's a Holiday Inn. But all the details are up there on DDP Yoga. .com under appearances, and also we're doing a breakfast with DDP from 11 to 1. I think that's up there for that. So if Jake's free, I'm going to have him come by too, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make that or not yet. But it's been great today. I got a great workout. I got back in town. Got a great workout in with Jake and Mr. Hall, which is really, I think it's the first time I've ever filmed the both of them actually working out with me, just them two. Because normally one or in a group, so it's pretty cool.
So this is going to be the DDP Yoga version of DreamWorks Studio.
Yes, well,
really amazing.
That's really, it's really good. Wait, you see the room and how we're designing. I mean, it's got like 30-foot ceilings and stuff in the main big room. And I wasn't looking for a place this big, but it just fits. It just fits everything that we're doing. And we're just going to be able to, just take it to another level, you know. And what we're really building is the spot to be building our whole DDP Yoga app, which will, on my launch date for that, is going to be Black Friday, our third year anniversary. So there'll be a lot. We'll be talking about that a lot coming into the summer and testing it out, getting it out there. But I really want it to be the Netflix of fitness. So Stacy. So do you know what you want to do for next week, Stacy? Have you given that any thought?
Robert and I, we're putting our heads together, and we've got a few ideas. Definitely. Spring's around the corner, and we want to get we decided every season we want to have Nancy Guberti in.
Talk
nutrition according to, your nutritional needs kind of change with the seasons. And so she'll be coming on soon at some point. And Robert's got a lot of great ideas. But we're a little nervous, but we're also, excited. And it's like mixed emotions. We're going to miss Sparky, but it's about the team and it's about the show itself.
Well, let me ask you, have you picked your guest host for next week yet?
Yeah, Robert.
I think so. I think we have. We haven't completely nailed it down, but I think we're kind of leaning in the same direction, Stacy.
Yeah.
Her right now, because this way you can promote that each week coming up for the next week instead of us always waiting down until the last second. Do you want to do it? It's up to you.
Go for it, Stacy.
Mike Mullins.
Hey, Mikey Mullins. Good choice.
Yeah.
But of course, he'll be tough to get to talk on the air.
Yes.
I know. He's practically a mute. I know.
Well, I'm going to let you close this out, brother. And anytime, Sharky, that you want, to come back, brother, all you got to do is lay the fucking hammer down. And you pop into that guest spot anytime you want, man. All right, I love you. I appreciate what you've done for it, and everybody for tuning in. And it's all about you. It's all about helping you. So go into the chat room, ask questions, or making that phone call. This site was not designed to make money. This site was designed to help and reach out, just like Team DDP Yoga was designed. Thank you so much, Robert, Stacy, and Sharky, Sparky. You know, guys, me, buddy. See you, bro.
Thanks for calling in.
That's wild. Oh, man.
That's too wild, man. That's a little motion there when he first called. Wow. And we're at 10. I don't know if we're closing out. Do we got calls?
Yeah, we got two more calls. That's what I was going to ask. Because, I mean, Stacy and Sparky, I know it's your last show. Do you want to take the callers and you know, we can sit around for a little while?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm done. I'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Yeah. Sit your ass down.
No, I got to settle down. I wish I had somebody filming me. Maybe I need to take my iPhone here. Give me one second. I look like hell, but while I answer this next question, I will for my friend in the UK because he called in to listen. I wanted to tell Dallas, too. He was talking about how great the people in the UK are, and we have that Will Garland. We have Mark on. And remember Ian used to call in?
Yeah.
We got all these guys who support the show. It's like 2 or 3 a.m. where they're at, and they're here listening to us. I took away from the chat room. I'm going to put my phone on, and as we won't do it live, but I am going to record this for Mark's sake. If I can, I can't even figure out how to use my damn camera phone here. Hold on.
I'm actually a little concerned about what's going on here. What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to set my phone up for Mark. So the next question, I am actually going to answer it from the plant. And the only thing that's bugging the hell out of me is that it's only giving me my photo option on my freaking telephone. So maybe I only get a picture of me answering it from the plank instead of an actual video. And all of a sudden I turn into a technology dumbass. So anyway, now that I've thrown the – see, this always happens when we go to 10 o'clock. I throw a big anchor out the window.
Yes, we have ground to a screeching halt. So while you figured that out, let's go to
– I'm just going to take a picture here. And go ahead and we'll bring this next one on. This is all for Mark Furness. So all of you, when you yell and complain about how bad this point of the show is, when Dallas left us, you can blame Mark because I tried to get in a plank and film it.
Yeah, because Mark is a bad influence. area code 856. Who do we have?
Hey guys, it's Dave Worth. How are you?
Hey brother.
Hey Dave.
How you doing?
Hey, maybe you can talk Sparky out of this plank idea.
Yeah.
Don't.
It probably sounds really bad right now. I'm really not taking a shit, but I am in a plank.
This is like badass new drive radio. I mean,
you don't have to plank on my account. Trust me.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. I just wanted to call in and, you know, congratulate you on, the soon-to-be daughter. And, I just want to say I'm going to, miss you being on a weekly basis. I'm sure you'll be on from time to time. But I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. I'm sure, you know, it's 10 o'clock and you have a couple other people probably waiting on hold. But, Sparky, when I joined, I think there was maybe 1,100 people on TeamDDPYoga.com, and you were probably one of the main guys that welcomed me, and you were my mentor, and you became a friend, and someone that I looked up to on Team DDP Yoga, and I still do, and I know that you're not going anywhere in that regard, but you're an important part of the community, and while we won't be on the radio show, I'll still miss you in that regard, but you and I will stay in touch as we always have. But I just wanted to let you know what a big part of me getting to where I am as far as DDP Yoga is concerned, you were and are and will be going forward. You've always been an inspiration to me and something that I strive to get, attain that I may never attain, but I've always appreciated, the encouragement you've given me, the motivation you've given me, And, you know, when you talk about Team DDP Yoga, you know, three words come to mind, and that's family, friendship, and community. And you kind of embody all those three things, and you're a huge asset to Team DDP Yoga and DDP Yoga in general. But, you know, I'm happy to call you my friend, and, you know, I'll miss you, but, you know, on the radio, but definitely we'll be in touch and talking, you know, online and, you know, through Team DDP Yoga for sure.
Yeah, bro. You know, that's awesome, dude. Like I say to a lot of other, I feel like you think too much of me. I mean, it's just, you know, saying I'm a mentor, it's just cool that you're my friend, dude. And I know whenever I can reach out to anybody and, you know, tell them absolute truth, you're around for that. Like you, Robert, Doug, even Dallas, you know, I've been able to, some of the shit that I've sent Dallas in an email and thinking to myself, you know, you guys to be able to wear my heart on my sleeve and to say either how much I love something, how much I hate something, how much something bothers me, how bad I've fallen. You know, one of the things that's tough in this position that's always bothered me, you know, when people say such nice things about it is, you know, you always want to do your best for this. I've always wanted to do my best for the radio show and for Dallas, and because he allowed me to be his voice, and it's weird. It's awesome. It bothers me. It racks my nerves, but, you know, to deliver your best all the time there is one thing, but to actually, you know, have some people here that like you guys that I've been able to share my heart, my journey with, in a way that you can't really do sometimes, means the world to me. So, and I appreciate all the nice things that you've said, but really it's, you know, you guys who have carried it. So.
No, bullshit.
I appreciate that, but
and by the way, I saw the crow before I heard the crow. Somebody put Black Crow. No, I wasn't doing Black Crow. It's a plank. Obviously, I couldn't hold it through that one.
But, you know, I don't want to stay on too long. I just wanted to say that. And, you know, you are, you know, like I said, you are my inspiration. And I appreciate you being a part of my life. And I really, you know, going forward, I'm worried about what happens to DDP Radio with Robert at the helm. I mean, that's my biggest concern. I mean, Stacey can handle it. I'm not worried about that. In fact, I'd rather her handle it. Robert, I'm very concerned about. I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen at that, you know, if he's in charge.
And I was going to give you props, man. I had, like, this entire thing. You prick. Listen,
That's what I was going for, so I guess I accomplished my goal.
See, this is what I was going to say. This is what I was going to say before you went into douche mode. Is that you're one of the guys that, and I say this in all seriousness, you're one of the guys who is like my backup team on Team DDP Yoga. And when we're going through these huge spikes of Shark Tank, you're one of those guys who was there busting your ass, making sure everybody gets welcomed, making sure all the new members get accepted and everything's taken care of. So it's you and Roger Lowry are two of those main guys, and I just want to let you guys know I really, really appreciate that.
I appreciate that. And definitely, you're absolutely right. I mean, Roger does a tremendous job. I mean, you know, if there's ever a time when we go through these spikes and, you know, I know that you're slammed with so many things, and, you know, I do my best, but, you know, Roger's there as well. And there's a lot of other people that do the welcomes as well, and they deserve credit as well. It's not just me, but I really appreciate the kind words And Robert, you know I'm only kidding. You're up there on my on my list of favorite people from DDPYoga.com, and we talk.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah, without a doubt, man. I mean, it's all good.
It's always tongue in cheek. It's only tongue in cheek.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. We got one more caller to take care
of. Guys.
Spark, so.
Thanks, Dave.
Good night, guys. All right. See you, Sparky.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. That was an eventful call. Do we have any more questions? You want to take this last call, Sparky?
Yeah, actually, and actually we stopped. I didn't have Dallas doing and ask me anything. I didn't have Dave do me. I didn't have Dave.
Yeah. Nobody's been taking advantage of that. I have to pass on a shout out from Roger Lowry, who's really, really going to miss you and wants to pass along his gratitude for everything you've done over the years, Sparky.
That's awesome. Thanks for passing that on. And Roger's a super ultra cool dude, man. He's done some really cool stuff, and he continues to do so. He's a monster for motivation and the team. But once again, I feel like I'm attending my own funeral.
Isn't it cool though? You get to hear it, and soak it in.
It's actually really crazy, and I didn't expect it, and I'm kind of embarrassed by it. But I'm glad all the people who have said some of the things, because everybody who has called, said something, or stopped in the chat, or who's listening tonight, are all people I respect immensely, and who motivate me a lot, and it's just way cool. I don't deserve it.
See, you got to stop doing that shit, man. Okay, let me back this up a little bit, because you mentioned this when Dallas called. At first, you turned down this job, and we had a long talk, and I talked you back into taking to giving it a shot, and I'm glad that you did, because you and Stacy both have had a great impact on the listeners, on the community, and everything that we're doing here, and I think you both know that. And Sparky, I think me and Stacy both lean on you a lot for the job that you've done. You've all, I could easily say, hey, I'm the guy who runs this, and I'm going to lead it, but you're better at it. You have always been good at keeping us on track and keeping us where we're going, and being in that lead spot for all of us. So, stop with the humility bullshit, because you're going to be missed.
Yeah, you are.
You guys are going to suck, and everybody's going to hate the show when I leave.
Probably, but that's...
it's just so right of me. I'm such a dick. Anyway... you guys are going to do awesome, and that's awesome, dude. I don't know.
It's going to be a different kind of show, without a doubt.
Actually, what I'm looking forward to is, because so much stuff's going on, and the commitment and stuff, it's weird how I think about it. There's so many reasons, so many different things going on. But, I'm looking forward to a point. Robert, you guys don't understand, what Robert does for the show and what, running – I had the opportunity twice to run the switchboards for him. It's difficult. You got callers coming in. You're trying to keep in contact with Dallas. You're feeding him stuff. You're feeding us all information as the show goes on. You're producing the show. It's difficult, but I'm actually looking forward to it. And I told these guys that I'd like to come back. And and Robert rarely gets a break. You guys don't understand. He works 10, 12 hours a day. It's DDP Yoga, and then he comes and does this show.
Well, it's only 7 days a week, so.
Robert needs a few hours off a year.
just to see what it's like for them.
But it's really cool. I'm actually looking forward to coming back and relieving you when I can. Being able to have that commitment every Wednesday right now, it's just not there, and it'd be really dishonest of me, and I don't even say dishonest is probably the wrong word. It just wouldn't be right for you guys to be able to depend on me when I couldn't be here 100% for you. So.
Well, I mean, when you're ready, the show will still be here. So, you know, just take that for what it's worth.
All right.
Yep. That is the truth.
All right. Well, let's grab this last caller who has been extremely patient. Area code. Sorry to cut you off there, Stacy. It's area code 615.
Hey, guys. Don.
Hey, brother.
Hey, John.
What's going on?
Not much. Sparky, you just need to hush.
Okay.
And accept everything that everybody's given you. Congrats on the new little one.
Thank you.
Mostly, thank you for being the anchor for me for the last 18 months of my life. This show, you probably don't realize it, but this show anchors a lot of people in Team DDP Yoga. And this show has been my anchor point for everything that's happened to me over the last 18 months and through my journey. But every Wednesday I know Sparky, Robert, Stacy, occasionally Dallas, is going to be on the air. And that's been kind of an anchor point to hold on to. So what you guys do means a lot to a lot of people. So I just want to say thank you and good luck. And you're not going anywhere, neither are the rest of us. So we all love you and appreciate you.
Perfectly said, Don.
You know, it's just, it's crazy, bro. Thanks, because like you said, you don't realize it. I mean, you're in there every day in the DDP Yoga, group on Facebook. You post up your work. If you did your workout today, like it, you know, you're always doing that. You're always here. You're always helping people. I just see people like you, and I don't know.
But we're much more than just a team. And
yeah,
Dallas
and
said this when I first even started looking into this program, before I even bought it. He says, more than just a team, we're a family. And that's what we are. I mean, I've got thousands of brothers and sisters and cousins across the world now because of DDP Yoga.
Awesome. Well, and like you said, I'll just shut it, and I will say thank you, and I appreciate it very much, bro, because you're always here on a Wednesday night, and it means a lot.
We'll just do well with what's coming in the future and take care of the little ones, and everybody else will be right here having your back.
Sweet.
Thank you very much, man.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say this show has really shown that we often don't know the influence we have on one another. And Sparky, you know, obviously you've helped so many people, and you've been a real rock to Robert and I. And if you didn't know it before, I'm glad you had the point driven home to you tonight, just how much you mean.
Yeah, it's actually really crazy. I mean, I don't have the words, and as many times as I say I won't have the words, they're still not going to come to me, and it's amazing, and everybody here is truly a special person and deserves to be special. When you make somebody else feel as good as you and Robert have made me feel, and as everybody who listens makes me feel and makes each other feel, I guess sometimes you don't know it. Maybe the audience didn't know that, you know, that it's something that I've truly loved. It's been a passion. And like I said, I'm not dead yet. I'll be back. But here and there, and I'm on Team DDP Yoga. So don't throw me out with the trash just because I'm laying there. But
We know you're still going to be a part of it. So we're really glad about that. And, geez, I hope you can get. When is? I'm sorry if I missed it, but when is your little girl gonna arrive?
The official due date was the 21st. So.
Oh, how cool! Well, I wish you lots of you know, moments of quality rest where you can get them. And, you know, please stay in touch with us.
I definitely will. I mean, you guys will hear from me, and I'll be around. The resurrection of Sharky, it's going to happen, Mark Furness says.
All right.
I'm assuming that was the last caller?
That was the last caller, man. That was the that was the last caller of the Sparky era.
That was the last call I'll ever take ever again on DDP. No. Actually,
no.
I shouldn't say it.
That was for now.
Actually, Doug Steffen, I know he's traveling around and doing a lot of stuff, but I think I could have taken some time out of his schedule to call tonight, you know. Screw that guy.
No. Yeah, he was going to call. He must have gotten tied up or something, because he was, you know, him, he'd do anything to be there.
No. And I'm just giving him shit when he's not here, which I would assume he would do for me. But everybody's talked about people who maybe know you don't know help you. But Doug Steffen was my rock when I started, so pay him some homage. And, you know, I love Dougie, too. Katie loves Dougie. Dougie's helped a lot of people, and that dude is, man, he's paid his dues over and over and over again. And sometime soon I know he'll be representing for DDP Yoga again. So that is an awesome guy. Along with you, Stacy and Robert. So we got anything else to leave the people tonight?
As far as I'm concerned, brother, the floor is yours, man.
All right. Yeah, I was gonna have something prepared, half not. I mean, I don't really know anything else to say. But everybody who's ever listened, anybody who's ever been a part of Team DDP Yoga, and has been a part of DDP Radio, I truly thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, it. Like I said, I'm off of DDP Radio for now, but I'm not gone from Team DDP. Team DDP Yoga, but I truly thank Dallas. It's been an honor and a pleasure at this point to have been so involved on his behalf. I can't say enough. I still don't know what he might have saw and how much he believed, but it's meant a lot for me to be one of the three voices that he chose to represent him and this wonderful thing he's put together with DDP Yoga here on the radio. Stacy, you're just awesome to be able to do the radio show with. I mean, we have such a great bond to be able to go back and forth on the radio show with what we bring. You know, I know my weaknesses are your strengths, and you definitely make up for them. And it's been a true honor and a pleasure to just do the radio show. We do as well. And Robert, man, you know, you are the true gorilla glue of DDP Radio. And I just love you, brother, man. There's not much else I can say.
Yeah, same here, bro.
You know, that's it, man. I love you guys. Love the show. And fun for now. But you guys will have an awesome time. I look forward to you guys rocking it out next week with Mikey Mullins, and want to guarantee everybody who's listening that these two are going to do absolutely an awesome job. So, not that you need to hear it from me.
We've been a great example, Spark, and thanks for everything.
Yeah, and the absolute last thing is one person that I truly wanted to give a shout out to is Katie Stifler, because she is our original groupie, Team DDP Radio, or Team DDP Radio. What am I talking about? I'm losing my mind now. But for DDP Radio, she's always been here. She's always listened. She was absolutely the number one person in the chat. You know, she. It took some prodding to have her call in a couple of times, but, you know, for her to have been there as often as she was and to have supported the show has actually meant a lot, a ton. And she's an awesome person, and, in the past year to watch her transformation has been amazing. If you don't know Katie, you should check her out, look her up. She's in the chat room right now. Say hey. She's just another amazing person associated with Team DDP Yoga who is doing amazing things and is just, great. So thanks for always listening, baby. You're the bomb. That's all I got. I'm done. Tapped out.
You got anything left, Stacey?
No. I think I've covered it, but I'm just really, excited about the show. Continuing on, and it's whatever it's going to be, and we Robert, it's going to be great co-hosting with you, and I can't wait to see what happens next and all the wonderful people we'll be having on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be different. Sparky, mm-hmm. If you want to lead us out, one final time, but let's say one more time for right now.
One more time for right now, the official final, not official leading.
Just until you get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
So, until I talk to you guys again, always remember that permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. When the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.